Okay, we're recording now.
Excellent. Good morning. This is the Port Ludlow Drainage District Board of Commission meeting 0344, Thursday, December 11th, 2025 at 10 a.m. And would like to call the meeting to order. And Commissioner Nielsen is here. Commissioner Cole is here. And Stacy Clear is here. And Lee Christensen is here. So, good morning, Mr. Cole.
Good morning, sir. Sorry I'm late.
That's okay. Do you have any communications you would like to bring forward?
I do not.
Okay. And I take it this is the only people on this meeting I see, so there is no public comment.
Okay, none received.
Okay. The next thing on the agenda is the consent agenda. Items 5A and B, lists below are the consent agendas, have been distributed to the commissioners in advance for study. So there can be further discussion on that, but we'd like to have consent for approval and motion on the consent agenda, which would include the minutes from last month's meeting, as well as the voucher summary in the amount of $5,934.59. Commissioner Cole, can I get your approval or recommendation for approval? Or motion to approve.
Yes, I had a minor typo. I let Lee know, and she made the correction. So I so moved that we approve of the consent agenda
Okay, I will
item.
second that. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Nobody opposes? Okay, that's passed. Okay, old business. Election update. Commissioner Cole, you have the floor on this.
All right. I tried. I got you. Did you get my call, Lee? I called to see if there was anybody had filed.
So I'm going on right now and updating the election website. And let me, I think I have to share the screen. Anyways, nobody has filed.
No filings yet, sir.
And
Okay.
can I interrupt?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
So I was talking with the people at the election place, and the forms that I gave them, there were some minor corrections that I had to do. So that was all day yesterday making those corrections. Yeah, no, I said, did you get the red carpet out and make sure everybody knew where to go? And they haven't had anybody, so.
And what's the drop dead date for registering to be a candidate?
Tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
So that's December
And
12th at 5 p.m.
5 p.m. at the court at the election office at the
Okay.
courthouse. And if you go to the election website, on the sidebar they have a little link that says to the Port Ludlow Drainage District. So I don't know if you've all been there, but we have paved the path for those who want to come.
Okay.
So we'll see if anybody files. If not, we saved ourselves an election, I guess we'll be looking for someone. Do you have anybody in mind, Mr. Chairman, about recommending to Greg Brotherton?
No, I've haven't really had any communication with anybody in the community much in the last month since I've been home nursing this new knee. Prior to that, I've had run into some people and talked with them, but I don't see that there's an interest in the community. I think that what we need to do is go back to the Ludlow Maintenance Commission board and present this to them because they are the largest property holders in this, and this affects them immensely. So I think we need to kind of see what we can get out of them.
Okay, sounds like a good idea. I did talk to a couple of people that I thought would make good board members, but they just couldn't talk them into it. So have to what happens after tomorrow at 5 o'clock and hope that maybe somebody does a late filing. All the notices have gone out, or you're through with that, collecting all the notice information.
There was a notice in the Port Townsend Leader, and then you guys had put stuff in the local Port Ludlow stuff. I know it was at least last month. So if nobody files by Friday, then it would be up to the county to approve an appointment.
Yes, the
Okay.
commissioner in this, which is Greg
And then,
Brotherton.
Commissioner Cole, is there any other communications or documents that we need to send out to the community about this, or is it just kind of a moot point from that from tomorrow afternoon at 5?
What about the notices of, we talked about the there was a card that
Right.
Chairman Nielsen recommended that we put, send out to all the registered voters a notice on a card. Or we, where's where are we on that?
Well, that card would be only if there was going to be an election.
Okay.
So,
All right. That's his. I guess that's what Mike's talking about. If nobody files, it's a moot point.
okay.
I don't have anything further. We'll just have to wait and see. We'll know by Friday at 5 o'clock.
Okay. Dean and Lee, thank you very much for the amount of time and energy you guys have put into this. Lee, in particular, I know that you've done a significant amount, so thank you for that.
It'll be easier next time.
Oh, that's good. Okay, well, we'll move on to new business, number 7, Port Ludlow Associates. This has to do with the new residential development on 70 Breaker Lane, which is parcel number 82117202. And I had some discussion this morning with Stacy about this, and wanted to know legality what we could do to drop that parcel out of our district. And she had given me a couple of recommendations. Commissioner Cole, I spoke with Diana Smeland a month ago about this plot or parcel number, and asked her how she felt about being pulled out of the drainage district, which the 35 acres, 1.18 acres, is in that district. And she didn't seem to have any consternation about it, but she wanted to talk to some of her people. And I haven't heard back from her, nor have I followed up with her. But I'd like to do that. Stacy had recommended a couple of things. First, we should probably contact our attorney and address him with this issue. But to change the, and Stacy, jump in anytime if I
Sure.
speak incorrectly here. Check with the attorney. Do a bound. We can do a boundary review. Go to the boundary review board for Jefferson County, or redo a legal description of the boundary, and make have an interlocal agreement with PLA, and between us and PLA, that would identify that they are responsible for that entire parcel themselves, and that we would not be as PLA.
Can I clarify just a
Yes.
couple of points there? May have been just a little crossover there, just to say the two options. One is you are literally changing the boundary of the district, and that goes through Jefferson County. I think it's a state boundary review board that has to approve it, but it goes through Jefferson County, and that is literally changing the line on the map. Whereas the second alternative, you keep the boundary where it is. Let me back up to step one. If you change the boundary, there needs to be a change to the legal description, also. So you're not only changing the line on a map, but all the legality behind it, the legal description has to be changed. That's what gets sent to the boundary review board. And then the second option, though, is you keep the line where it is today, your boundaries stay the same, your legal description stays the same. You just do an interlocal agreement, basically a contract with PLA that says you are now going to maintain this area
that will just be, legalese, verbiage to say you maintain it, and here's an exhibit that shows the property that you will maintain.
Okay, so.
That sounds like a, what do you think, Mr. Chairman? That seems to be a better way to go.
Yeah, I concur with that. I think the second choice with their interlocal agreement, contract, or however that works out, the agreement between PLA and PLDD may be the best way to do that. So if you have no problem with this, I'd be happy to talk to further have some dialogue with the Port Ludlow Associate folks, Diana Smeelin, as well as our attorney, and go from that point. Stacy has said that they would be able to help along with this, with language and stuff like that, and descriptions to make sure that, we're all above board here. So let's start with going to PLA, and then I'll contact the attorney and go from that point and get back to everybody at our next meeting.
Sounds good.
All right. Stacy, are you okay with that to this point?
And just to clarify from our end, it's probably your attorney is going to write up language, and we can assist with exhibits like the map. We can have our surveyor do a map of this is the area.
Got it. All righty. And Lee, did you get a copy of that information I mailed to you the other email to you the other day?
Regarding
Remember after our Monday meeting, I said I was going to send some stuff to you. Is this, did I send you the map and the parcel information?
the updated map, and I believe I put that map on our website with the district boundary on it.
Okay. Can you make sure that Commissioner Cole gets a copy of that?
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, how many acres did you say would be deleted from our district? And I don't know what kind of impact that makes on our budget or what their assessment was that will no longer we will no longer be able to assess that. How many acres?
We're talking right now out of the 35 acres, they are assessed on 1.18 acres. And I believe this year's fee will be around $130. Their assessment would be 100. So it's negligible. It's not a tremendous impact on us whatsoever.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, the next thing we have on the agenda is financials. And I sent all that stuff out to everybody last week and this week. Year to date, we've collected pretty close to $80,000, which we've met our projected budget. We've had expenses of $68,000. And I think the county's done a pretty good job of getting us our stuff collected. So I feel comfortable that we're going to meet our budget all the way through this year. We'll get the December information in January. So we'll have a big broad picture of what's going on, but I think we're in really good shape. I also feel this year will have given me enough information financially to where I want to re-engineer our budget next year. Because we have a, I think our budget is 114,000, correct me if I'm wrong, but around that for 2026. And we're looking to collect $100,000 in assessments. And unless some large project comes up or anything like that, I think we can get that pretty close to a dollar for dollar of what our actual expenses are versus what our actual collections are for our assessments. So that's where I'm going with that. I'd like to have kind of in the middle of next year a meeting, a budget meeting, just to kind of go over with what I'm talking about and put it out there. I know Stacy and her team have done a great job in putting that budget together, but I'd like to make some tweaks on it and get your input, Stacy, your team's input, as well as my fellow commissioners. But it's of no critical mass right now, but I think we're doing well. So we've met our income responsibilities and our expense responsibilities year to date.
Yay.
Administrative coordinator report.
Well, election is my new four-letter word. But it's coming along. Like I said, I had to do some minor tweaks to the voter list because we had people out of state that are actually residents or voter registered to vote in Jefferson County. So if they wanted to come and be a commissioner, technically we would have to include them. And Sandy and Krista at the election board have been great. It's kind of their first run at this also, although Quinn is a what do you call it, consultant.
Yeah, consultant.
So we're not totally lost.
What is the name of our new co election commissioner, or whatever they call that person?
The election, because whatever is Sandy Etheridge and Krista, last name escapes me, but they're on there. On the directory.
Oh, they are on the
And
directory. Okay.
Brenda
Brenda,
Hunting,
the
whatever.
auditor, you mean?
Yeah, she's the total top of the
Yeah,
top of the.
I think that she's called the election supervisor
Yeah.
earlier.
And that's Sandy.
Sandy is, yeah, Sandy, and then Krista is her. Well, they're equal in all ways, but I think Krista handles the voter registration information, and Sandy handles the bigger
Okay.
view of it all. And I was working on the administrative calendar, but the election kind of set that aside. But I just remembered that I think in 2026 we have to renew all of the contracts. So GNO, Balj, Balj, Balj. Yard dogs.
Okay.
Yeah. So just an FYI on that. And like with and then I don't know if you noticed, but Sea Wings did their annual bill for
Yeah, I saw
doing
that.
our website and
Yeah.
everything. And I still want to be able to contact Jason when I have an issue. So et cetera. So that'll be $20.
So
Okay.
when in 2026 we have to have the contracts renewed? Does it give a date that we have to have them renewed, or starting the first of the year?
I think starting the first of the year,
Yeah.
yeah. So we finish 25, start with
Okay.
26.
Well, my recommendation would be that that Commissioner Cole and Administrative Coordinator Lee take care of that
Okay.
and go from that point. Stacy, I mean, we got you here cornered, and she mentioned your company. Do we renew with you this year, or was it a 2-year agreement already?
We generally like to not put terms in our contract. I was trying to see when it looks like I know we signed a contract with you in 2021, and if it's our typical contract, we don't put a deadline
It's just
on it.
automatic
Okay.
renewal.
For us, it goes on forever. Then there's the how you interpret law. I don't know how drainage districts work, but say like a city, often cities are prompted, depends on what law and what court case and what you want to read, but sometimes they're told they need to go out, advertise, and get solicitation for statement of qualifications so that you aren't just always picking one person, that you're giving other people a chance if you want to pick other people. But I what I'm seeing here, I'm not seeing a term on this one.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you had any word from Sea Wings about whether or not
Yeah, they just did their annual
Yeah,
update,
I see
but
that in there.
yeah.
But have you talked to them, or have they said anything about
not
not
doing
renewing my
it.
contract this coming
I
year.
don't think he will.
Okay, so we just have, and I haven't talked to yard dogs. Have you talked to yard dogs at all, Mr. Chairman?
No, I normally don't deal with those guys. So, and I haven't seen Russ around since last summer. So, we can take a look at the contract and go from that point. And then, but I will tell you with Falge, I can send them an email and CC you guys and let you know what's going on there. But they're pretty prompt in getting back to us. So there may be no increase this year again either. There wasn't last year.
It's an odd amount, isn't it, for ceilings? $1,060.15 or 16 cents.
Tax is probably in there.
Maybe.
We had her hand up. Now
Stacy, what did you have?
I'm gonna take it back. Well, apparently we threw an article at the end of this one from 2021 that says it was good for 2 years, which meant 2023, which I have to go find a 2023 one. But if we kept that verbiage in there, then yeah, the end of this year would once again be the end of the contract.
Okay, I'll let you coordinate that stuff with us and go from there. Just email Lee and send her whatever you need to, and we'll go from there. Okay.
Oh,
Thank you.
sorry, one more thing. apparently there's a line that says the district, so the term is for 2 years from execution, which was 2021. Then the district retains the right to extend it for 2 more years, which would be okay. So this was the last contract that was signed. So truly, that is the end of this contract.
Okay.
All right, and
Do you want to
hopefully,
still work with us?
absolutely.
I like that smile.
And
hopefully there's no big increase in their contract that Mr. Chairman, you didn't anticipate in the budget, but I'm assuming that they'll be similar in the new contract for, what they're going to charge us.
So we every June we everyone gets raises in our company every June, so our rates go up every June.
Okay.
What an
Well,
iron
I'll let you
contract.
and Commissioner Cole work out that language.
All right. All right. We'll do that. Let's see. There was something I was gonna mention, but I can't remember what it was. Oh well, we'll just if it comes to me, I'll bring it up.
Okay, Lee, if you could, for our next meeting for first of the year, if you could have that annual sheet redone, and I think that would be very helpful. What do we call that?
The administrative calendar.
Yeah, the admin calendar. If we could have that for our next meeting, that'd be great. We can finalize it at that time.
And I have ready to post on the bulletin board our meeting list for next year.
Oh, good.
So
Okay.
there should be no question now
Okay.
at all.
And Mr. Chairman, I know that we've been trying to get our drainage systems reviewed by Greg and Olson, but it just seemed like we can't get it off the ground. I'm wondering if until we get a third commissioner. And depending on, how you feel about who should be doing these reviews with Stacy, I guess I could take over that responsibility until, if and until someone is appointed to the board that maybe has a lot more of that kind of background. But until then, I think. I was telling Stacy that maybe at our last meeting that I would take over that responsibility so we could get going on taking a review of all of our drainage systems for a
And
review.
if I remember correctly, Stacy, you had made a recommendation for the update and to follow that direction. Was that where we were? And Ron was going to kind of do a walkthrough with each one of those with you.
Yeah, I understood the walkthrough really is the next step, and then just figure out if there anything needs to be redone, revised from that.
Okay. I appreciate that very much, Commissioner Cole. If you want to work with Stacy on that, please do. If you guys need some support, some help, some follow-up, I'm around. Just ask, and we can go from there and
Okay.
see what we can do. And maybe we should have that as a project to get completed by June of this coming next year.
Yeah, I think Stacy, following the holidays coming up, I'll probably, in January, right after Christmas or in early January, get a hold of you and we can start from there so that we can get this off the ground.
And we call that facilities upstate update or infrastructure update. Is okay.
Inventory or
Okay, got it. Lee, is there anything else you have for us?
no, I just had a thought in my head. If there is nobody that runs for commissioner, there is no election. Commissioner Mountain has tendered his resignation. Then the position is open and could be filled at any time.
By appointment of
So,
the Jefferson County commissioners, yes.
they would have to approve that. So, might get back out there on the golf course.
Well, C Commissioner Brotherton generally looks to the, Mike and I are to recommend someone before he makes the appointment. A actually, in the past, I know when I was appointed, Gary and Mike had me come in and talk to me before they recommended to Commissioner Brotherton to appoint me. So I kind of think that's the way it would work.
But they wouldn't have to wait until February to be January or February to be appointed, so.
No, as soon as we find someone, we would certainly have them come in, talk to them, and then make our recommendation to Commissioner Brotherton. And it's up to him, but he generally looks to us to recommend.
Yep. So.
Okay, well, that sounds good.
We did
Well,
get
if
a letter from, I got the mail, I gave it to Lee from, is it Social Security or?
Oh, this goes to Kristen.
Okay.
Yeah, employment security.
Employment security.
Yeah,
Okay.
so no biggie.
And we've not heard back from the Internal Revenue Service.
Nothing back from them.
Well,
Oh,
that's not, that's good news.
and a holiday postcard from Gray and Osborne.
Yes, thank you for
Thank
the one
you.
I yes.
Okay.
Yeah, well, this is to Mike Nelson. Who's that?
Yeah. Some dude. Yeah. Okay, well, if there's nothing else that we have, let's go ahead and adjourn the meeting. And I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year,
You
or
too.
whatever other you might
Yes, thank
celebrate. And yes, Lee.
So what I'll do is I'll have Commissioners Cole sign the two documents, and then I'll scan those and forward them to you to be echo signed.
Can we do that through PDF?
PDF, yeah. I'll just scan them and as an Adobe PDF, put that in echo sign, you sign it, it comes back to me, and then I can pick up the checks on Monday.
Roger four. Okay. Sounds good.
So there's a little
All
bit of
right.
a
Yeah.
time crunch on those.
And Merry Christmas to you, Mr.
Yes.
Chairman. And I'm glad you're getting around and back to your old self.
Well, I put on real clothes today for the first time in a month.
Oh, really?
I've been in
Me
sweatsuit for
too.
the last month.
Yes. Oh, good.
Yeah, well, Happy New Year's, everyone, and
Yes.
may the rain shadow continue on Olympic Peninsula.
Yeah, all this flooding. I hope that doesn't affect our drainage system to a
Yeah.
point where we've got some problems, but we'll wait and see.
Yeah, we will. All right. Well, thank you very much and have a good day, everyone.
Okay. You too.
Stacy,
Thank
thanks
you.
for coming on today.
All right. Thanks. Take
Yeah,
care.
thanks. Thanks,
Bye.
Stacy. Let me stop recording. Usually I just press that. Well, no, I can press. Done. Yes.